Although deeply upset at Aaron Fest's suicide, Einstein's thoughts soon turned to the speech he had agreed to give at a fundraising rally highlighting the plight of refugees. The meeting, chaired by Rutherford, took place on 3rd of October at the Royal Albert Hall. A public eager to get a glimpse of the great man meant that there was not even standing room on the night. Einstein succeeded in addressing the audience of 10,000 in his heavily accented English without once mentioning Germany by name, at the request of the organizers. For the Refugee Assistance Council believed that the issue raised at the moment is not a Jewish one alone. Many who have suffered or are threatened had no Jewish connection. 4 days later, on the evening of 7th October, Einstein left for America. Due to spend the next 5 months at the Institute for Advanced Study, he never returned to Europe. As he was being driven from New York to Princeton, Einstein was handed a letter from Abraham Flexner. The Institute's director was asking him not to attend any public events and to exercise discretion for his own safety. The reason Flexner gave was the danger posed to Einstein by the bands of irresponsible Nazis to be found in America. Yet his real concern was the damage that Einstein's public statements might inflict on the reputation of his fledgling institute, and therefore on the donations it relied on. Within a matter of weeks, Einstein found Flexner's restrictions and increasing interference suffocating. Once he even gave his new address as Concentration Camp, Princeton. Einstein wrote to the trustees of the Institute to complain of Flexner's behavior and asked them to guarantee him security for undisturbed and dignified work in such a way that there is no interference at every step of a kind that no self-respecting person can tolerate. If they could not, then he would have to discuss with you ways and means of severing my relations with your institute in a dignified manner. Einstein gained the right to do as he pleased, but at a price. He would never have any real influence in the running of the institute. When he backed Schrödinger for a post at the institute, it effectively ruled the Austrian out of the running. Schrödinger did not have to leave Berlin, but did so as a matter of principle. He had been in exile at Magdalen College, Oxford University, less than a week when, on 9th of November 1933, he received some unexpected news. The president of the college, George Gordon, informed Schrödinger that the Times had called to say that he would be among the winners of the Nobel Prize that year. "I think you may believe it. The Times do not say a thing unless they really know," said Gordon proudly. "As for me, I was truly astonished, for I thought you had the prize."